Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Kazora. To call the Pittsburgh Steelers offseason eventful would be an understatement. It's been one of the busiest ever, and overall, a progressive one that pushes the Steelers closer to that elusive playoff victory. The quarterback changes, good on the front office, adding Patrick Queen, I'm all for it. Deontay Johnson for Deontay Jackson, and a slight bump in draft pick standing, still not loving that one. But overall, it's been a good and strong 2 weeks to free agency. But it's important to point out this team has holes to fill, and kind of a lot. There's nothing at center, and Pittsburgh has sort of boxed themselves into a corner where they have to draft one early. Top three rounds, and even third round, is pushing it, a potential Kendrick Green repeat scenario. George Pickens remains the only proven wide receiver in the Steelers' room. Cornerback needs help at depth on the outside, and a starter in the slot. Like center, there's currently nothing at slot corner. D-line needs depth, and oh yeah, I still want to move Broderick Jones over to left tackle. Where does that fit? I might not get my wish. Free agency is not over, and the Steelers will add more players before the draft. And the draft itself will provide a lot to plug those holes. But you might not solve everything, and then you'll count on a rookie class to repeat what 2023 did, stay healthy, and contribute immediately through their first four picks. It's a big ask. Point is, Pittsburgh still has plenty of work to do. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.